Reveshit. This is my first WebEx. I'm very, very excited to be here. So I really thank you very much to have accepted myself, and of course my talk. Yes, I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very happy to talk about my my outreach report. This work come from my OPW work, and I have to thank you very much. Especially Karen, who is here. She has been my tutor, and she helped me in find my way. We discovered why I introduced this, because I think this is very important note that we have to keep in mind. But we talk about this at the end of the presentation. So let's start. Knock, knock. Someone is a new volunteer is coming to a new community. Okay, I have to say that this is the very first of the story, the moment in which a new volunteer comes for the first time knocking at the door of a new community. I would like to explain that this work generally is more focused on GNOME, but talks generally about the outreach in FLOSS communities. And yes, what's happened with when a new person comes? In a FLOSS community. It's very difficult to explain what happened, because it depends from the person and it depends from the community. And not everything is so easy and so clear, because of course every person who arrives has some question and needs some very different answers to their question. So, the first question that we as community we have to make by ourselves to the newcomer is what a newcomer expect from a community, and the second one is of course why he's coming here, why is coming a new community. This is very important, because we have to understand that because every volunteer has a different background, he or she, of course, they need a different way to approach to the community. In my blog, this talk has a work on my blog, in which I explain in detail every kind of every types of newcomer and volunteer. Some, because there are some person who are more technical, some person who is less technical. So we have to well understand, well focus everything to be very welcoming. So a newcomer arrives. What he expect or what she expect is to be welcomed. What probably what they find is a gate. Why? Why a gate? Because it's very difficult to join a new community. And this, of course, probably because newcomers try to offer they contribute, but they don't know how. One of the problems a newcomer could face when he arrived is to try to understand how the community works, to try to understand the tools, the workflow. It's not so immediately to understand, because even if it comes from, for example, I come from the community of Ubuntu, and there are some things that go similar, something that is very different. So probably what a newcomer needs when he arrives is a guide, a compass, a route. One of the most common mistakes that newcomers or person who would like to contribute to a community made is think that a FLOSS community is only code. Okay, I say that probably because we made software, the code is the most important part. But it's not enough, because, I think that, yes, they're wrong. Probably they're wrong. There are so many things to do. And I think, for example, that the importance of the human part let's talk in that way, is very important. I come from the marketing. I always work as a PR or as I made speech and talk around. And what I realized in many years, I started to work with Ubuntu in 2007, so it's 6 years. And what I discovered is the fact that probably the most projects have very good coders, have very good software, but they miss person who would be able to talk and to explain how Linux or this software or GNOME or what else could be very easy and very user-friendly. I often go around and try to say, okay, let's try, it's easy. And people say, ooh, Linux is very difficult. But this depends only because sometimes coders are very close to each other. And they work okay. If we could be able to see the Flask community from another glance, what we could find is something like people who write in code. But it's not so. It's not. This is not enough. So talking, translating, be in conference, be present. This is very important, and translating is very important, of course. And drawing, for example, there are so many things that is not technical, but is very important to contribute to the community. And we never forget this. Of course, documenting. The documentation work is very huge and very massive. Okay, now we have our newcomer who arrived, who decided what he wants to do, or he, she wants to do. Okay, what's happened? This is a very interesting point, the circle of trust. Okay, now the story so far is the story of newcomer who want to come, but let's tell the story from the opposite side, from the community sides. People who work in a project usually work very close to each other. They need to trust each other. They need to find their way. And in the daily work help them to create some special links. And this is very nice because that help you to make your coworker a sort of friendship. They are not friend probably, but they are person you trust. But when you are a newcomer, this is what's happened. You are outside from the circle of trust. Okay, this is a big problem because when you are a newcomer and you arrive and you have a great ideas and you want to contribute, you are really desire to be part of this community, but you can't because nobody listens to you, nobody trusts you. This is very important. And we have to find a way to solve this problem because what happened is, of course, it could happen, is of course, that the newcomer arrive, has many effort, many energy to give to the community, and if he don't find his way, probably he goes away, simply. And we have to study, I tried to do this one, for example, with this talk, to be the more welcome, the more welcomer we could be, because this is very important. So, the goals. Now we try to explain the problem, try to go on, and try to focalize, to focus what is our target. We have two kind of target, of course. The target of the newcomer, the target of the newcomer who would like to participate, and the target of the community. Sometimes this target is quite different, and now we show why. Now I try to show you why. But I think that we could find a way to make these two targets match, and this is the great gain for the community. Okay, I talk very much with, I've written very much around, and I talk with Kevin Carrillo. He made a very special work on he made a survey, and he asked many people coming from many communities what is the sign who make a person, a newcomer, really be inside the community? The answer is that in the exact moment in which a person talk about the community, not more as the community, but as we, well, he jump in. This is because the interparticipation, the emotional participation to the community is the first thing to be to feel a newcomer, be part of this community. And this is very important. So we could say that in the exact moment in which a newcomer say about his community or her community, this outreach was successful. And this, of course, is our goal, our first goal. One of the problems that a newcomer has is introduce himself. Regarding of the circle of trust, as we said, but in part trying to show his skills and try to match his skills with the to-dos of the community. This is not very easy because, for example, I told you my story. I arrived in 2007 and I wrote to the forum. I say, hi, I come from literature, and okay, I study literature, I'm a journalist. I am here, I would like to participate. And someone says, oh, an alien has landed to this earth. So it was not very nice. But when some times later, the Italian community need a spoken person, need someone who deal with newspapers, and with the trade magazine generally, they asked me to do this, and the result is of course a huge amount of articles that we had during these years. And this is very good because probably this is my way to be part of the community. I find my way, and I would like to help other person to find their way. One of the problem, we talk about the importance to find their way, but one of the problem that a newcomer has is sometimes that person who work inside the project usually use some symmetrical channels like IRC or SIP. And that means that you have to be there in that moment, in this exact moment in which there is such a debate, or in which the team is talking about something. And it could be not often possible, of course. And the risk is that all the debates have no trace, leave no trace. And this is very, this is not pleasant, of course, because someone could be feel himself cut off from the debate. And so this brings me to think that there are some special things to do. Guidelines, best practice, roadmap should be very clear everywhere, and everybody could be able to take a look on the wiki or whatever. So this is very important because, of course, if the documentation is well written and updated, we avoid the risk, for example, to work in a project that is going to be deprecated, for example. Or we have the opportunity to find which part of the project is updating or is most important or has a lack of volunteer. So, because I think that, of course, every contribute matters. We need to avoid the risk of a waste of work because this is not very fine. Okay, I am the board of Ubuntu Women Project, and I think that we can't talk about the participation, the outreach, without talking about women. I have to say that, of course, I am here thanks to who chose me for this OPW program. And I think that it's very important to increase the female participation. This is a very huge argument, so I don't want to talk too much about this. But I believe this is important to take in consideration, to take a blink about this, to keep an eye about the female participation, because it's very important. I don't know how we have update are these dates. I think these are about two maybe 2 years ago, but probably they are, could be a little updated, not very much. 2 years ago, we had 5% of participation in Ubuntu, or female participation of Ubuntu, 2.5 in Debian, and 1.5 generally in Floss. Okay, we could ask why, when, where, but probably we don't have to ask here. What I wanted to say here is that generally when there are some women that try to involve other women, the project is successful. This happened, of course, with Ubuntu Women Project, and this works, of course, in the OPW program. I took these dates from the press release, and last year, for example, there was the 70% of the WADEC participation in female, was female, and in a recent survey, the 50 participants, the 50 respondents that come from GNOME was women. So we had collected more women respondents than all the other projects altogether, considered altogether. I think this is a great result, and this should be really be pushed. This note we have to be pushed, have to be really be known, because I think this is really great work. Okay, now we talk about the problem, try to talk about the solution. There is not, of course, one single solution. But try to understand how can we move toward this opportunity to increase the participation. You can see, of course, this is a learning curve. This is a general learning curve, just to have an idea of what I'm talking. And this learning curve talk us some very interesting things. The first thing is that in the first part of a newcomer arrive, the problem he could face or she could face is very grown, and they are very very strong. But with time, fortunately, they solve. They tend to solve. But the second thing that we have to remember is the proficiency grows too. So we have the first period, this is the most important, in which people who come need to face some new challenge, but want to face new challenge. And this is why we have to give them all the information, because we have to use they're willing to participate. The second thing that we have to remember is that when a newcomer arrives, he needs sometimes to learn how the community works in their workflow, the team works, generally how does all the community as person works. But needs sometimes to learn how the tools that community offer to works. And this is very interesting, because sometimes if you go around, and I went around, there are so many people who say, okay, but Mozilla is quite easy, but he has a learning curve, so try to work as every tool could be very user-friendly, could be an interesting way to make this learning curve smoother, and of course, to help newcomers to be ready to work. Second thing to take in consideration is the small task, to do to prepare some small task. I usually think that when a newcomer arrives and he made one bite, then he wants to eat all the apple, of course. And we have to prepare some small tasks, some small bites for a newcomer. This is a very demanding process, because, for example, I try to prepare some tasks for the people who are working in the PR team in Italy, and it's very demanding, because sometimes I say, okay, but I can do it. Why I have to prepare this for other person? Especially because we are all volunteers, so our time is very precious. But we have to prepare them. And this is, if you remember when it said that the target of the community and the target of the newcomer sometimes risk not to match. Okay, we have to do this. We have to prepare some small tasks and to prepare them properly. Okay, I discover, of course, that in GNOME there is this GRIT, program, this GNOME log. Oh, about the small task, I forget to say sorry, that we have to prepare not only some tasks to do, but to make the bug triage very properly, because also this is a way to prepare some small task. So let's talk about GNOME log. I discovered this program, and I think it's a very interesting program. It's exactly what I said. It prepares some tasks for newcomers, help newcomers to arrive and to find easy with the new tools and the new workflow. But unfortunately, I have to say that it's not very pushed. It's not very. He has not much relief. And GNOME Love works through MailingList and dedicated IRC channel. And of course, with some Bugzilla task. And I believe that it could be interesting to try to give more space to this program, and to make it more easy to find. When you arrive in the Get Involved page, probably you can see about GNOME Love. It's very, very thin in the very bottom of the page. So I'm not a designer, of course. I'm not able I would like to draft something, but it was really horrible. But I think that probably try to make this more relevant, to give to this program more relevance, could be useful. Another things to do are quick tutorial. I was very happy to discover this quick tutorial, because they consider 10 minutes tutorials. So this is very easy to start, a way to start. I have to say that I was very surprised by this one, because some of them are being made by other women that made their OPW. So it was quite nice, because this could be an interesting way to make the match to match the target of the community with the target of the newcomers. It's something very easy. Easy to write for the newcomers, easy to make by the newcomer, and it gets some richness to the community. I wonder, probably, if use icons could be an interesting way to make everything more readable. So, for example, if you are interested in writing or in drawing, use icons could be interesting to make the task more visible. I don't know, it's a proposal. What I think this could be really interesting is to pick around. We are a part of a Flask community, but there are many projects on the net. We could be picked and from where we could take a look and see how other community try to involve to make other volunteer be involved and be feel more involved in their project. I think that could be interesting to take a look at. I don't want to say confront ourselves to other communities, but share. Yes, finally, sharing is caring. So. Okay, some little notes. Be polite, always be polite. When a newcomer arrives, he always very stalking sometimes. He always very demanding. He has so much question. He don't know how to do things. And probably he try to go around and to make stuff. Of course, it's not very easy, and it's not very easy to deal with someone who just arrived. But I think that if we won't want to be a welcoming community, we have to be polite and be patient, very patient. This second task is very important to me, of course. Speak simple. General community are were coming from every part of the world. So English could be the second language for many volunteers. So try to speak simple, try to be focused, try to speak as clear as possible, even when it's written in IRC, for example. Could be a nice way to help people is not native, and and write sometimes could be easier because you can read, and if you don't understand, you can translate. So this is a request from a non-native, from a non-native English speaker. Okay, and now we arrive to the most important point in which I want to focus my work, the mentorship. If you remember, I told that I had a great mentor. And if I am here, it's because I had such mentors. Mentorship is definitely the most important thing when someone arrives in a new community, because mentor is the person who can explain to you how the community works, who's the mentors teach you how the tools works, and definitely he give you that human touch that help you to join definitely the circle of trust. This is very, very interesting, and I have to say that generally GNOME has a huge and a very impressive mentorship program. This helps very much because sometimes you, when you say, okay, we need a guide, we need a compass, we need a roadmap, everything could be made very much more easier with the participation of a mentor. A mentor is definitely someone who would like to listen to you, who is able to prepare the task for you. Is exactly what we need. So I think that he could be very, very important. And I think that it could be a quite interesting task to do for not coders, of course, but often for the person that are good coders and they want to do something different. And in that way, I would like to propose something new. I hope that you enjoy. I would like to propose to create a more structured mentorship program. I try to call them as GNOME School. Why not? I told previously about the importance to match the community and the personal goals. I think that if we could structure some mentorship with some courses, technical or not technical, we could have some person who are prepared to work in the GNOME works with the GNOME tools, and could be very interesting because we could offer something to person who could be interested in participating, and they could learn something, and they could be grateful to the community. So we have some stuff made, of course, and we have some volunteer who are prepared to work directly on GNOME stuff. And I think this could be very interesting because this bring richness to the project. This bring a good volunteer to the project. Last but not least, ask, of course, to the volunteer. I always say ask if you have some question, if you don't know where you are going, if you need something, ask. But as community, we have to say that we have to be ready to listen. So I would like to propose, for example, to make some survey or to make a letterbox. In which we could gain the question of newcomers could make, or the suggestion a newcomers could write. Because of course, when you are inside of community, you can see what are the problems that newcomers could face. So if we prepare some space for this, it could be, why not? Could be interesting. Okay, I hope to say almost everything. So thank you very much. This is my This is my address. If you want to make some question, if you want to send bad word to me, of course. And of course, if you have some question, I'm here. Thank you. Of course, the references. So, question?
What is the area that you think GNOME can most improve in attracting and keeping newcomers?
You say generally?
GNOME.
Yeah, generally in GNOME, what area is most interesting for newcomers? I think that generally the most attractive is coding. I talk about, and I think that the GNOME Shell project is very attractive for much programmers. But it's exactly what I said. It's very difficult to participate to GNOME Shell project because there is a narrow group of very close developer who usually work very very close one each other, and what I said generally is that it's very difficult to join in this group and to give our contributes, to give own contribute to this project, but it could be worth. Thank you.
You mentioned that you also work with Ubuntu Women.
Yeah.
What, in your opinion, does Ubuntu Women do better to recruit newcomers than GNOME does, or vice versa? Like, how do they compare, in your opinion?
Okay, this is a very hard question, but I try to be as polite as I can. The question is generally, Ubuntu Women comes from an experience of some Ubuntu volunteer, and yes, we try to do our best. What we are focused as Ubuntu Women is in participating in Make the Talk. It's not much more a technical work. We are more focused on be present on Make Talk, talk about the program, and try to make other women involved, and try to break. Okay, one of the most important gain we had, for example, is has been the anti-harassment. What's the name? Codex, sorry, the anti-harassment codex. Because in past there has been, during the UDS, for example, some women has been not well treated by some participating. We think, for example, that be polite in the ask the man to be very polite in the IRC channel or during the mailing list or in the mailing list is a very important thing. Be present sometimes could be really useful because to demonstrate to be present. Because if you consider generally how the women, how the men talk when they are all men, and how change the language when there is a woman, this could be very effective. So say, okay, you are a man, of course I respect you for this, but please remember that there are women, so could you please avoid to use such words or such way to say, could be very interesting. Please consider that, for example, in other communities, I don't want to talk why, I don't want to say which one, if you say, okay, I'm a woman, nobody talk with you. And I have some friend of mine that comes from this community who decide to change. She had two nick. One is the male nick and one is the female nick, because he's not considered at all. So what we have to try to do is to break this circle and to say, okay, we are women, but we are worth to participate. So please respect us, sorry, and our skills and characteristics. I have to say that generally there is a problem. Sometimes there is a problem with the women. Sometimes there are, I can say, some cultural problems, but it's a very long story, so I don't want to tease you. But generally, if you are present and if you say, okay, I am here, immediately sometimes change in men and in better, usually. I hope to be that my answer could be fine for you. Thank you.
Not a question exactly, but whatever you have been talking about, it was mainly from a negative point of view that women have problem, or rather women face problem when they're new. So shouldn't we also do something positive, for example, show role models so that we can, you know, I mean, we can have magazines
where
we can cover women who are there in good positions in open source community, and we can showcase their work and do something in that direction.
Okay, I think that we had to do this. The fact that we try to be present, and the fact that we talk about what we are doing, I'm very proud to be here to talk to the fact that I am here, because there is a program taught for the women, because that means that we are trying to do something concrete, something that is not talk, but is that is not words, but is something concrete. So we are here, and we can create some links, and we can know each other, and we can, yes, this is the great strengths. I think that what the women do usually, respectful of the women, is to create these links. And I believe that is have the opportunity to talk about what we are doing and to make this public. Do you remember what I said in the very beginning of my presentation? There is some course, okay, but we have to talk what we are doing. I am in marketing, so I usually talk about what we are doing, but it's very important, because if you do nothing, if you do a great work and you don't talk about what you are doing, you are not doing nothing. This is sad, but this is true. You have to, and this is why I think that it's very important to talk about the program, this program or other program related to women, and write in the magazine and be present. For example, I have been asked to make a talk in the Linux Day, that is this big event that every year run in Italy. And yes, I think this is very important, because talk and make the things and push the news is very important, and is the good way to be our work more effective. Five minutes left for another question.
Coming into the GNOME community then, from having prior experience in the Ubuntu women, how did you feel, what did you feel the differences were between the level of acceptance?
You talk about the community of Ubuntu and the community of GNOME, or you're talking about the women community or in Ubuntu and the women?
I'm talking about the larger community.
Okay. Yeah. I try to be very, very quick in my answer. GNOME community and Ubuntu community are very similar to the person, but they are very different, because the project whom they are related are very different. Generally, Ubuntu community is a community which you can really contribute to the developing of Ubuntu, because Ubuntu is held by Canonical, and Canonical made the most important give the direction, the strong direction, and to the software project, but that have, but I have to say that generally, Ubuntu community is very, very pervasive. There is Ubuntu is everywhere, and so sometimes, for example, if you go to Italy, if you come to Italy, and you ask about Linux to a not technical person, probably he or she said, "Ah, Linux. Ah, Ubuntu. Okay, I don't know Linux, but I know Ubuntu." And so this helps community to be more friendship. There is more friendship, and there is something more related to the idea. To the is more ideal community. I don't know if I think it's quite clear. I have been in Ubuntu community for 7 years, and I am here only for, I can say, one year, so I don't know exactly what happened in deep in GNOME. I have to say that generally I have found GNOME community more welcoming, and because, for example, the fact that the GNOME is a community driven help you to make your work more effective to every part of the program, of the project. Sorry. For example, I work as PR in the community, in Italian community, but I have not the opportunity to write something or to prepare some press release, because we always have the news at the very last times when it was very late to prepare something very properly. Here we have to write something, for example, we know that something is going out. I don't know, next release is today, I think. So we had 1 week to work properly and to make your work really effective. This is what I feel. And this is very encouraging. About person, I think that both communities made by wonderful person. Okay, if there's no other question, I can say thank you, very, very big thank you. Okay, it has gone, but it's okay. Thank you to be here. Thank you for your work, of course, because you are this community. And thank you to chat my talk and me. Thank you.